following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're continuing our study in Luke chapter 2. And if you have access to a Bible, I encourage you to grab it and open it up with us as we consider His Word today. I want to remind you about our website at www.considerhisword.org. At the Consider His Word website, there are many things that you'll find there, but especially I want you to notice a link that says Contact Us. We would certainly love to hear from you. If you'll send us an address, we'll send you one of our little prayer journals. We send out many of these every month, and so we'd love to get one into your hands as well. So you can do that through the website, again, considerhisword.org. Now also, I want to mention at Consider His Word, you can find all of the programs in our series. You can go back and hear last week's message if you did not hear that one and kind of get caught up to where we are today. So again, considerhisword.org. Now, you can email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com, or as many do, you can write to us through the regular mail. Our address is Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. One more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Now, I'd like to mention one other thing before we get into our Bible study today, and this is the last time I'm going to say anything about it. A number of years ago, I wrote a book also called Consider His Word. The Consider His Word book is a daily devotional. It has a plan to read the Bible through in a year. It has a short devotional, and then it has a place where you can just jot down some of your own thoughts and prayer requests and things like that. And so the book is $25 for a gift to this ministry, $25, postage paid. We will pay the postage. And so you can access that at the website or at the address I gave you earlier. So we were in Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7 last week, talking about how Christmas was a time to remember, a time to remember the Christmas story. A time to remember maybe great Christmases that you had in Christmases past. A time to remember God's love toward us and why Jesus came, in the very beginning why He came. What I'd like to do now is to pick up at verse 8 and read down through about verse 14 and talk about something else that's different that we see here. So Luke chapter 2, beginning in verse 8, and they were in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with an angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on the earth peace, goodwill toward men. What I want you to see today is that Christmas is not only a time to remember, but it's also a time to rejoice. We can rejoice with the angels here of Luke chapter 2 when they appeared to the shepherds on that fateful night. And there they said to them, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to men." They gave God glory. In verse 13, it says that there was a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God. Oh, how they were rejoicing. And so we rejoice with the angels. You know, much of the Christmas holiday, the decorations, the music, the pageants, the programs, the cantatas, whatever, all give us cause to rejoice. I want you to look over also at chapter 2 and verse 20, where it says that the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. So we can rejoice with the angels and rejoice with the shepherds. We sing songs, such great songs of rejoicing. One of the most well-known Christmas hymns or Christmas carols, "Joy to the World, the Lord is Come." So why all this rejoicing? Well, remember that for 400 years, they had not heard from God. And now they were beginning to hear from God. The shepherds heard from God. Remember over in the beginning of Luke, the prophet heard from God, the priests, the angels heard from God, Mary, Joseph, they're all hearing from God again. And they're hearing because the Savior has come. They knew he would come to save his people from their sin. And that should give us cause of rejoicing that we can now have eternal life, and not only eternal life, but abundant life with him right now. You know, so many people, and I'm afraid that perhaps over the years in great crusades and things like that, and I don't belittle them at all. I think many, many people were saved in those great crusades of the last 30 or 40 years or so. But sadly, many people, and we really don't know, but I'm afraid that many people went forward and said a prayer and never really trusted Christ as their Savior at all. And so they go through life thinking that they at least have a home in heaven, but they have no relationship with Christ at all. They're not walking with him day to day. If you were to meet them, you would think that they were not saved at all. And I'm not the judge. I can't say if they were saved or not. But I'll tell you what, many people will claim salvation, but they don't act like it. And they're not enjoying the abundant life. I'll tell you, they're not enjoying understanding and being thankful for the blessings of God in their life every day, of being able to sit down and hear from God in his word or talk to him in prayer, to fellowship with other saints and hear the preaching of the word of God under the man of God. They have no cause to rejoice because the truth is they do not have the Spirit of God within them, and they don't understand the whole scope of what salvation they might have. All I see is given us salvation, eternal life. Remember John 3:16 says they shall never perish. And I'm so glad that we have that home in heaven, that we have hope. And we can rejoice, and we ought to rejoice in the salvation that he has given to us and the salvation that's still available to everyone, including you. If you've never trusted Christ as your Savior, what a great time of year to acknowledge him, to lift your heart and your toward him and just give your heart and your life to him. Believe him. The Bible says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." I also want to point out something else here that comes up in this chapter, in Luke chapter 2. You know, after most of it was all said and done, and almost after, you know, the shepherds had come and the wise men had come, Jesus had been born. He was now come into the world as he had been promised by the prophets time and time and time again. The Bible says that Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. You know, Christmas is also, I think, a time of reflection. to reflect the light of Jesus into the world, but to think about what he has done for us and the scope of his salvation. And so we reflect and think about those things. That kind of goes back to the remembering. We also then reflect the light of Jesus into the world. You realize that the Christmas lights on a Christmas tree remind us of Jesus being the light that came into the world. Jesus told us in Matthew 5:16, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." And so it's a time for us to be a reflection of that light, the light that has come into the world. John talked about it in his first chapter of this gospel. It's a time to reflect God's love in giving. You realize we give presents to show our love toward people that began with God loving us. God loved me, therefore I can love you, and I give this gift. Just as God gave me the gift of his Son, I can give you this gift of whatever it is. It's a time to reflect in God's love in serving, being faithful to follow him, sharing the gospel. You see, the fact is, we are the Christmas lights. And we ought to let that light shine that people would see Jesus in us. And I would mention this also, that Christmas is a time to receive. To receive God's gift to us. Romans 6:23, the last part of the verse says, "The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." You realize that God gave us the best gift that was ever given, the gift of his Son, and in the gift of his Son, eternal life, a hope in heaven. James 1:17 says, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights." If you received Christ, it's a time of receiving God's gift of love, receiving God's gift of his Son, receiving God's gift of his salvation to us. It was a perfect gift. And John said it this way. In John chapter 1, verse 11, he said, talking about Jesus, that he came to his own, and his own received him not, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Now, what do I mean by receiving him? By receiving him, it means to believe him, to put our faith, total faith in him, to rely on him. And we come to Jesus by faith, believing in his death, burial, and resurrection, that when he died on the cross, there his blood was shed for us so that we could have eternal life. Do you realize that when you receive Christ as your own Savior, that you become part of the Christmas story? That's why he came, so that you could have salvation, so that you could have an eternal home in heaven, a relationship with him, and enjoy the abundant life on this earth. That was his plan, and his plan included you. And I would ask you this question: have you received Christ this Christmas? God bless you.
Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Kids from 1 to 9.